President Obama visited the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation yesterday on the border between North and South Dakota. At a celebration honoring Native American veterans, he quoted the tribe's best-known member, Chief Sitting Bull.
He said, "Let's put our minds together to see what we can build for our children."
The president then emphasized his commitment to improving education and creating economic opportunities in Indian Country. Standing Rock has many of the same concerns as reservations across the country, including a lack of jobs, health care, alcoholism, and suicide. Scott Davis is the director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission and a member of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. He joins us now from Cannonball, North Dakota. Mr. Davis, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure joining you today.
What does a visit from the president mean to you and other folks there at Standing Rock?
Well, from a leadership perspective, you know, it's respect to our tribal leaders. I think for our youth, obviously, it's hope. I think it's inspiring our young that someday maybe they could be a president. You know, our elders, probably the most important. You just see it in their eyes, the sparkle, the excitement.
I gather the president met with a group of Native American youth. Can you give us an idea of what they said to him about their concerns and challenges growing up on the reservation?
Sure. You know, I can only speculate what was talked about, but I think what the president wants to know is, what's it like growing up here? You know, are you going to college? Do you have a father in your home? Do you talk your native language? Do you play sports? We have such talented athletes in our tribe. So yeah, I'm sure they had a good conversation.
President Obama announced a plan to overhaul the Bureau of Indian Education. What would you like to see done there, Mr. Davis?
We all agree that it is time for our tribe to take over our education systems, run it, teach it the way we want to be taught, which I ultimately believe is going to create higher graduation rates, retention rates, and more college graduates. So it's really the foundation of self-determination.
Mr. Davis, I want to take the opportunity for you to tell us just two or three things you think can be done over the next, let's say, 2 years to make life there better.
Well, two things for sure is, you know, the tribe took a huge step last week in passing their UCC code, their Uniform Commercial Code. You know, what that means is it created a huge open economic door, the beginnings of attracting more outside businesses, investments for Native-owned entrepreneurs. Second part, I think, is the Affordable Health Care Act. For us as Native Americans, I feel that it's a true a fulfillment. You know, when we gave up our lands decades ago, there was an agreement made, a treaty, it's in law, that one fulfillment would be health care.
Do you hope the kids you hope to send off to college will come back to Standing Rock?
Well, that's kind of been instilled in our DNA, if you will. The same message is always, you know, go away, get your education, come back and help your people. I think we're at a time where we are graduating enormous numbers of doctors, lawyers, professionals, something I hope our ancestors, I'm sure, are looking down upon us and smiling, knowing that change is coming.
Scott Davis is director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission. Mr. Davis, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, sir.